Jerry Bader Show 954. In fact, we will get to Governor Walker and excerpts from his book and some outstanding audio concerning Obamacare. You're not going to want to miss, and a guest, all of that after 10:06. However, Jason just found something, at, is it Yahoo Sports? Yeah. Let me read this before you play it. Considering how much has been made about the Washington Redskins name and logo lately, you would think anyone associated with the NFL would avoid the notion of scalping at all costs. NFL Network commentator Michael Irvin must not have gotten the proverbial memo. During a live segment of Game Day morning, the Hall of Fame wide receiver took center stage and insisted that Cleveland Browns quarterback Jason Campbell personally get down and lead these Browns.
I need you to personally get down and lead these Browns to a scalping of the undefeated Chiefs.
Really, playmaker? Really?
Really? Okay, so that's the Yahoo babe ripping him a new one. Let's see. Again from Yahoo. Irvin didn't seem to think the mention of the primitive ritual was any sort of on-air red flag, as the theatrics in his address only continued. And do it in a way that will make everyone say that Campbell is good. You know, the soup company might still have the copyright on that. The analyst's former team, the Dallas Cowboys, made headlines for the blah, 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 blah. Okay, is this a big deal or not? Is this a big deal or not that he referred to scalping, the primitive ritual? Okay. Did Native Americans scalp? Yes or no? You can refer to it as a primitive ritual in the 19th century as the European was moving westward. Did some Native American tribes scalp? Did some Native American tribes scalp one another? Let me ask you this then. Is ticket scalping, is that phrase offensive? What does it suggest? What does scalping tickets suggest? Who are you really scalping? The person buying the ticket. Should Michael Irvin have understood that that's an offensive term? Yeah, we have a minute. If someone can make a cogent point in a minute, I will put them on the air. Should he be ripped for this? Let's go to John from Stevens Point. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a negative term to use, but it's also scalping was started by the Europeans during the French Indian Wars, so it wasn't really something that Native Americans were doing.
You may be right about that. You may be right about that. Either way, even if you are right about that, they certainly adopted it, though, right?
Right. It's still an offensive term.
Okay.
I mean, it's like when I've heard people go to the casino saying, hey, we're going to go scalp the Indians. You know, that is
okay.
An offensive way of saying
is the phrase ticket scalping offensive then?
Well, I guess not, because we've gone so used to it.
Okay. So because we use it in such a way that it can become innocuous. Now, where this is offensive is because, if he wasn't talking about the Chiefs, he wouldn't have used it, likely. But if he had, if he told Jason Campbell to scalp the Packers, do you think anybody would have noticed?
Probably in Wisconsin they would have.
I don't think so. I don't think it would have been much of a deal at all. It's because it was a Native American mascot that he did it. See, Michael, it's not just Rush Limbaugh. They'll come after anybody. It's 9:58.
things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.